Now, telephone calls for free. What a nice idea. Nearly free calls would be pretty nice too. And that's exactly the hope of supporters of VOIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol, shorthand for making phone calls by computer. Not quite such an appealing idea to the phone companies, who'd lose a lot of customers and money too. Our reporter Mark Gregory has been along to a London conference about the whole future of VOIP.
There are hundreds of salesmen in this conference hall, and they all seem to be promoting cost-effective end-to-end solutions and interoperability platforms. This baffling techno-speak relates to another bit of jargon, something called VoIP. It stands for Voice Over the Internet Protocol, the technology for routing phone calls over the internet. Some say it's a big new business opportunity. Colin Duffy, for example, whose company VoIP Phone supplies low-cost internal phone systems to small firms.
Nowadays, with VoIP, services are now possible that only big businesses could have.
There are lots of entrepreneurs like Colin Duffy jumping on the internet telephony bandwagon.
At the moment, the market is tiny because nobody really understands the power of VoIP, what it does, how it can work for them. But as you can see here, it's growing very, very fast.
But spare a thought for established players in the telephone business. If cheap, unmetered internet calls catch on, they'll lose the profits they make from traditional phone charges, where the cost is determined by the duration and distance of individual calls. Larry Velez, senior analyst at Forrester Research, says that's a worry for industry giants like AT&T in America and Britain's BT.